This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Top technology CEOs are in D.C. today for the second White House Technology Summit. They'll focus on upgrades for the U.S. government's computer systems, which in some cases have a kind of Cold War charm to them. Some military computers still use floppy disks, and the IRS is using some software code from the 1950s. Amazon's Jeff Bezos, Apple's Tim Cook, Microsoft's Satya Nadella will be there. It's been 6 months since their last White House roundtable. Since then, the president has taken a number of uncomfortable positions for that industry, including curbing visas for foreign workers, as well as pulling out of the Paris Climate Agreement. Marketplace's Adam Allington has more.
When President-elect Trump met with tech CEOs last December, there was a certain cautious optimism that they could get together on issues such as cybersecurity and job creation. Well, that was 6 months ago, before Trump tried to pass a travel ban on majority Muslim countries and ordered a review of visa policies for foreign workers.
Immigration visas certainly are going to be a big topic of discussion.
Tracy Chadwell is with 1843 Capital. She says Trump's immigration stance has been bad for business for a number of companies.
You know, Microsoft is the number one user of these visas, and Apple certainly has a tremendous amount as well.
But Nicole Ames of Twist IMC points out that most of these CEOs are still driven by the bottom line.
Even though it feels like these companies should be left-leaning, the truth is that they have a broad range of users.
After all, Republicans shop at Amazon and use Facebook too, so
they don't want to alienate heavy users on either side.
The meeting will be hosted by Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Kushner is director of the new Office of American Innovation, which aims to bring technology solutions to government bureaucracy. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.